Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live from the sweet, deep south. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone Twill, and let them know we're coming live and on the air. First of all, I want to say happy resurrection to everyone on the line and all those who are listening, amen, on web, out in radio land. This is a day to rejoice. Every day you should be rejoicing, believing that God's going to do just what he said he's going to do. He's not short of his promises, but sometimes we fall short in believing that he said it, glory to God. That's why it's so important as we read the word of God to meditate on it day and night so we can have the success he said that we can have. But again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead with my announcements. Prophetic Corner is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rouse, who's the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, a ministry that's reaching the nation, a ministry that's going from wall to wall, treetop to tall, glory to God, spreading the gospel, amen, each and every day, glory to God. And we also have a pastor, Pastor Joseph Riles, an awesome man of God who can pray the house down, preach it down, amen, glory to God. And you know, when an apostle lights up a song, glory to God, pastor can catch on to it. That's what you call one accord. And we thank God for, amen, our pastor, Pastor Joseph Riles, glory to God. Now, you know, we have an apostle and a pastor, amen. They are loving and caring people, you know, who care about the ministry, who cares about what happens to their people also, who cares about what happens to the people of God. So, you know, that's what you want. You want a good leader, amen, to be able to lead you, glory to God. I know sometimes you get so caught up in, you know, friendship, but you also got to have those good leaders to know that they can lead you and guide you. And that's what you want, glory to God. So I'm going to encourage you on today, if you want to become a part of this ministry, you can go ahead and hit them up on Facebook, glory to God. You know, they spread so much on Facebook, amen, but I'm going to spread the gospel today so you can go on Facebook and see what it's all about. Go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and let them know that you want to become a part of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. And in becoming partners, glory to God, you will receive, amen, what we call Moments in the Spirit. You know, Moments in the Spirit is a two-minute clip that's done by Minister Michelle Wilson. It's an awesome radio show. Amen. She gets what she needs, amen, to you in just 2 minutes and straight to the point. So you want to go ahead, amen, and in receiving Moments in the Spirit, you will also get something called, we call Midweek Manna also. And all that, amen, wrapped up in a fine gift package, glory to God, is done by Sister Sheila Leverett, amen. It's called Midweek Manna. You may get it at the beginning. You may get it in the middle. You may get it at the end. Whichever way God leads the week to be. You know, sometimes we're folks that put God's in a box. But it ain't said that what he has to have a certain, amen, beginning, amen, glory to God, a certain middle or a certain end. It's all up to him. And if we would just take, amen, take the binders off, just take the chains off and take God out of the box and allow him to move in the way he want to move, then everything would be all right. But she does an awesome job, amen, with a midweek manna. Glory to God. We thank God for Minister Sheila, who does our midweek manna. And you'll get, now remember, you get Moments in the Spirit. You'll get midweek manna. Glory to God. And you will also be placed on our personal prayer list. You know, that's where there's a group of people praying for you that can get a prayer through, glory to God. Now, I would say everybody can, but no, everybody can't get a prayer through, glory to God. When you have that relationship with God, you know, then your prayer needs will be met, glory to God. You got to have that relationship and be able to go to heaven and rain down what you need, glory to God. You got to bring it down, call it down from heaven, glory to God. Hallelujah. And through that comes that, you get that through relationship. So I want to encourage you to come on and partner with us. It's only $25 or more. You know, we're in a season where, amen, I expected God to do some great and mighty things. And I know we said it, you know, all the time, but, you know, sometimes we take it lightly. But God is going to do some great and mighty things. Amen. I can't wait to see what he's doing, opening doors and setting people free, those who have been captive, those who have been bound and chained for so long. Hallelujah. He's going to break them. Hallelujah. He's going to break those chains, destroy those yokes, and lift those that have been heavy laden down on the bed of affliction. Good God Almighty. Oh, my God, my God, my God. He's going to show them who God is. You know, they said, well, they done gave up on him. Hey, God never gives up. Hallelujah. And he never sleeps nor slumbers. So I want to encourage you to come on in and get in. Amen. And let God be God in your life. Because he's moving. He's moving and he's moving. And if you come on down, amen, on Tuesday, we have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. An awesome, awesome, amen, double team. Look, you got your apostle and your pastor together. Man, what do you think? Amen. All that anointing, amen, right there, just bound up in one little bundle on Tuesday night, spreading the gospel. Glory to God. You won't leave the radio station confused, I guarantee you. You won't leave disappointed. If you press the one, they will bring you in and be prayed for. They will pray for you. But you got to put your finger to it. Press the one, and they'll bring you on in and pray for you. Glory to God. Amen. To the tag team, the devil, and spread the gospel on Tuesday night. Amen. Glory to God. An awesome, awesome show that you don't want to miss. No, I'm not campaigning. Glory to God. I heard the in the spirit say, yeah, she campaigning. No, I'm not campaigning. Glory to God. I'm just telling it like it is. Glory to God. So, you know, that's an awesome word that comes forth on Tuesday. And the show time for that Tuesday night is 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So, you know, you can go over to the web and click on the go over to Blog Talk and click on that link, and it'll take you to the show. Or you can go on Facebook. The link is on there where it'll click you and take you to the show. The line holds up to 50 people. So I know somebody ought to be able to get their prayer need, amen, met. Somebody ought to be able, amen, to press the one to come in for prayer. You know, sometimes the lines are full, but nobody wants to say nothing. But you know what? Hey, glory to God. I ain't going to sit there and I'm in need of prayer and ain't going to press the one now. If I'm there, amen, I'm going to press the one, amen, glory to God, and come on in. Amen, glory to God. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, an awesome woman of God. If you heard the way she sang on yesterday, were you there? Were you there when they crucified? Were you there? You know, that thing ought to hit your spirit and answer, was I there? Lord, I tell you, Lord, I believe you. Lord, I may not have been there, Lord God, but Lord, through your word, Lord, I can get there. And be real and to know, Lord God, that he did that. And he rose again, amen. And he did it all just for me. You know, you can get there, glory to God. If you weren't there right then, amen, in the natural. But you know what? If you read the word of God and see what happened, you can take you there in the spirit. Good God Almighty. Woo! Glory to God. And she sang that song yesterday, an awesome, awesome song. And she can pray the house down. Amen. You know, you don't want to miss any more of her shows. If you miss them, you can go back and hear them on demand. But I always say it's nothing like getting it fresh off the press. You know, think about it. Sometimes when you cook, glory to God, what do you want it? You want it hot. Sometimes I see when we're cooking, amen, certain foods, amen. And then all of a sudden, you know, all those that come and gather with us, they'll put it in the microwave and heat it up even more so that they don't want it even hotter. So if you want something hot, come on and listen to Elder Evangelist Askew coming right off the press. Glory to God. And her show comes on at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. She also has a line open where if you want prayer, you can get prayer. Glory to God. And if you move on down, amen, just a little bit further, I am Prophetess Martha Williams of Prophetic Corner Ministries. I'm the first hour of power. And we thank God, amen, for letting us, you know, have these radio shows. And it's ministry always with you in mind. The lines are open, amen, glory to God, for you to get your prayer needs met. So don't come on this line and not willing to press the one. Come on in. You don't have to give your name. Just tell me where you're calling from and what's your prayer request. You know, when everything comes, you know, together and you get what God had for you because somebody prayed and asked God to honor what you're saying, what you need in need of, then come on back and give the testimonies. You know, so we all come by our testimony. You know, your testimony can help somebody else. Your testimony will help somebody on down the road knowing, well, Lord, I know if you did it for her or if you did it for him, then I know you can do it for me. So I encourage you to come on and let's see what the Lord has to say. Glory to God. My show comes on at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Amen. Glory to God. If you move on down, I'm going to give you a break, and then you move on down the road with none other than Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God. None other than Minister Elaine Jackson, an awesome, awesome woman of God. Amen. Glory to God. Tell it like it is. Amen. And she also, amen, she takes prayer requests, but her line's not open for prayer. She just wants you to go ahead and you can inbox her and let her know what your prayer request is, and she will get back with you. It doesn't matter how it comes. It doesn't matter how it's done, as long as it gets done. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is moving. Like I said, don't put him in a box. But watch it move. Glory to God. Amen. An awesome time in the Lord that you should have on her show. We go over and show her love. We go over and show her. Amen. Glory to God. And listen and hear what the Lord has to say. And her show, amen, glory to God, comes on at 6:30, right after this one. She's a second hour power. We each do an hour show. Amen. Glory to God. We move as God say move. Amen. When the anointing has left the building, we leave the building. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you, amen, keep all these ministries in mind. That's ministries through every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Or Thursday. Then you jump, skip on down and go to Saturday. Amen. Sunday. Then it starts back over again. Starts right back rolling. Glory to God. You know, amen. You don't want to be left out in this season because whatever he's doing in this season, I don't want him to do it without me. So you shouldn't be left out either. Glory to God. Now, with all those announcements in mind, I'm going to go ahead on, amen, and open us up in prayer. While I'm getting ready to open us up in prayer, glory to God, you can go ahead and turn to Luke chapter 24. I'm going to start at the first verse. Amen. Glory to God. Let me give you a little time to get there, and let's go on down this road. Amen. We're seasoned, you know, we're seasoned people. Amen. And, you know, seasons are changing, so we got to change. Amen. You know, when changes come, people don't like changes. I wouldn't intend to go this way. I was going to open us up in prayer, but let's go ahead. Amen. We're going to roll with it. You know, seasons do change. So when seasons come in your life and they change, embrace the change. Some of the changes ain't going to be good. You know why? Because it's not what you expected. You expected him to move this way, but he's going to move in another way. God got many ways that he can move. He got many ways that he can get what he promised you to you. So glory to God. So don't put him in a box, amen, and cover him up and tape him up nicely. Lord, this is what I want, and this is how I expect. No, Lord, I want your way, your will to be done. And it's that way, glory to God. What God has for you is so much better than what you think, amen. You want it for yourself. Good God Almighty. So we're going to go ahead now and open up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this glorious day, Lord God. We thank you for this resurrection Sunday, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, Lord. God, we can't praise you enough for everything that you've done, all the things that you're about to do, Lord, in this season right here, God. Not tomorrow, Lord God, not next week, but on the day, Lord, on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We came to the show expecting a mighty move from you, Lord God. We expect you, Lord God, to do things different, Lord, in a different way every time, Lord. We don't want to put you in a box, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for those that need a healing in their mind, Lord. Heal them, God, in their mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Everywhere they hurt, Lord, let them know, Lord God, that you said you'd give them peace through every storm. You'll calm the storm, God. All you got to do is speak to it, and it shall obey. pray in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God. We give you glory, Lord. We thank you, God, for those that are shut in, Lord God. Lord, we know that you have your people surrounded, Lord God, them, Lord God, to take care of them, Lord. Lord, send your people by, Lord God, to take them a box, Lord God, to take them something, Lord God. This is nothing but prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, we just thank you, God. Father God, bless those that are in the nursing homes, Lord God. Father God, let them have a special day, Lord, on today, Lord. A special touch from you, Lord. And let them know that everything's going to be all right. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and glory to God. Now, you all be there by now. We're going to go ahead on and get into the message, glory to God. And the title of the message today is The Stone is Rolled Away. Glory to God. Now, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sculpture, bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sculpture. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord. Now, don't you know when they got in, man, when they went in there, when they got to the sculpture and the stone was rolled away, you know, they weren't thinking real straight. You know, they were kind of probably saying, well, you know what? Wow. It's gone. You don't think nobody came in and took him, do you? Okay, do you wonder? You know, that stone was rolled away for a reason. You know, God can roll those stones out of your life. Look how he rolled a stone away. Glory to God. You see that thing that's been had you bound all this time and you've been hanging around, amen, wrong people. You know, that's been coming up a lot here lately. Whoever it is, look, listen, amen, go ahead and just cut them loose. Every time he try to cut you, you go back. So just cut, hallelujah. Go ahead and cut the rope, cut the ties. Amen, it's time. Glory to God. Because I told you last Sunday, amen, glory to God. And he brought it back to my remembrance that he's not going to tell you again, glory to God. He's been trying to help you, amen, to get to that level that you need to go to, but you've been going back in them same old dry places, amen. You've been going to them same old stones. He's been trying to roll that stone out of your life. But every time you get ready to roll it out, you roll it right back. Well, amen, glory to God. Let's keep it moving. And they found the stone rolled away from the sculpture, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus, glory to God. See, they didn't find nothing, hallelujah. Glory to God, I want to reiterate again, hallelujah. They didn't find anything, glory to God, nothing. And it came to pass as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. They were kind of confused. Okay, what is this? Hallelujah, you know? Amen. It was kind of puzzled. Where is this body? You know, they didn't know. Hallelujah. But they see saw two men in there, and they said they were having nice garments. You know, I don't know why people think that you always got to look toe up on the floor up. Now, listen at this. It says it right here. They were very, very nice and in shining garments, glory to God. Because they meant, come on now, they were the angels, glory to God. So come on now, you can do better too also. Amen. Glory to God. Let's move on a little bit. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? Hey, ain't nobody in here dead. Glory to God. Amen. He ain't in here dead. Ain't nothing dead up in here. Anything dead should be buried, which was nothing in the tomb. It was gone, glory to God. He was gone out of the tomb. Hallelujah. Ain't that something? Amen. You know, when God rolls a stone out of your life, amen, he's going to bring you to life. Good God Almighty. He's going to bring you back to life. When he rolled that stone, all those dead situations and dead things that's been going on in your life, because look at here. Hey, when nothing dead in there, glory to God. So he can roll those dead things out of your life. Amen. He can resurrect you. Glory to God. Amen. You know how sometimes you gotta, there's more than one, amen, way. Yeah, I know the older people say to skin a cat. You know, come on, man. Glory to God. I know we ain't skinning no cats. Glory to God. Just scenario, okay? But there's more than one way, amen, that God can meet your needs. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to get some of them little stones out of your life. You know, them rocks, them things that you've been holding on to. Hallelujah. You know, and ain't going nowhere, you know. And some of that thinking. You don't think he can do this. You don't think he can do that. You know, you don't think God can do this. You don't think God can do there. Well, if he rolled a stone away, glory to God, don't you think he can roll them out of your life too? Hey, the stone may be, amen, you may be, amen, you may be in debt up to your eyeball, glory to God. Well, that's a stone, hallelujah. But, you know, he can roll that stone away. Your stone may be, you know, your husband ain't acting right. Glory to God, praise the Lord, hallelujah. You know, but guess what? He can roll that stone out of the way, glory to God. He can make him act right, you know. And when you're praying and asking him, he can make it all right. You know, ain't nothing too hard for God. That depression may have been on you. That's a stone in your life. That's stopping you from serving the Lord. Lord, I want to serve you, but God, I got all these stones in my life. If he rolled that stone away, he can roll them stones out of your life. Let's move on down because we want to get to it, glory to God. And right here, he is not there, but is risen. Risen, remember how he spake it unto you when he was yet in Galilee. See, he told them about it. He told them, but you know what? Amen. It may have just slipped their mind, you know, a little bit. But let's move on down to 7. Saying the Son of Man must be delivered unto the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. See, the angels were there, amen, and they brought it back to their remembrance whenever, you know, it was already told, it was already prophesied that these things had to happen. Amen. Glory to God. It had to happen, my God. But do you know, it just slipped their mind a little bit. Ain't it something when God tells you, you know, something, but you forget sometimes. Glory to God. But then when he bring it back to your remembrance, you know, you need to hold on to that. Hold on to it with all the hope that you've got. Hallelujah. Don't get raggly. Hallelujah. You know, well, Lord, you may do it. That's what I call a raggly situation. Hallelujah. You know, some things are just torn up from the floor of hallelujah. You got in your life. And then you say, well, Lord, you may do it. Lord, I don't know. You know, your doubt and your unbelief. Oh, doubt and promise. Come on now. Think about it. Amen. You know, Lord, you did tell me this, and you spoke it through the prophet, and you told me in the word what was going to happen. You got to learn how to hold on to that. Glory to God. But the angel, God will bring it back up, amen, in you. If it's put in there, then he'll bring it back up to you, glory to God. You know how it's always good to write things down, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Nah, it is. It's really good. But sometimes, amen, he said, you don't get weary in well-doing, but in due season, you'll reap. But it's good to always write things down sometimes. I'm not saying that they, you know, didn't write it down or they didn't have a tablet back in them days, but, you know, sometimes you forget. But when you are talking, let me just tell you about myself. When I'm talking, glory to God, and I'm not boosting anybody, no, y'all, I know y'all always said it, but I'm telling it like it is. When I'm always talking, amen, to my apostle, my pastor, glory to God, I got a pen, hallelujah, and I'm writing it down. I get quiet so I can hear, glory to God. I don't want to be talking when they're talking. I want to hear what they're saying, glory to God. I'll write it down, and sometimes I have to run, amen, and get a piece of paper, you know, but guess what I do? I'll say that piece of paper, glory to God, and I put it in a book in a special place, you know, and then all of a sudden, sometimes when you're fumbling through stuff, and then it comes back up, and you can read it and say, okay, this is what was told, glory to God. So that way you keep that word in front of you. It's good to put it on the index card, hallelujah, and you can keep it around your house. It ain't nobody's business what you put up in your house. It's only yours, glory to God, you know. Let's read on down just a little bit further. On verse 10, and it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and other women that were with them which told these things unto the apostle. Hold up, wait a minute. Let me read it again. Glory to God. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. See right here, glory to God. See them women went up there. Did you read that they went up there? They went up there, amen. The women went. But did you read where the men went first? Ain't that something, glory to God. I remember there was this place that I was in, and there was a snake had done got inside, amen, inside the sanctuary. And he had been there for a little while. So the snake was, he was kind of alone, glory to God. He wasn't so fat, but he was kind of alone, glory to God. You know, and then we women were in there, we were praying, we hadn't prayed, and then all of a sudden they said there was a snake in there in the office, and you know what, glory to God. And then they called for the men to come, glory to God, but me, amen, I was already there. I wanted to contain it because if it got out, you know, in the other part of the church, you wasn't going to be able, hallelujah, to get it out. They wasn't going to even be able probably to find it. It was going to take them a while. They would have had to tear it up to find it probably. So I just nicely got the broom and I contained it, amen, until I was waiting on them. I couldn't kill it. No, I couldn't do that. But I was waiting on them to get there, amen, to come, amen, and get and kill it. Well, when they got there, praise the Lord, hallelujah, when they got there, they were peeping in the door. I'm like, peeping in the door? See what I'm talking about, women? And then everybody's so concerned, you know, about women being in their pulpit, women preaching, and women, you know, that shouldn't be an option. As long as they're preaching the word of God. And what difference do it make? It don't matter if it's coming from a woman. It don't matter if it's coming from a child. It don't matter if it's coming from a donkey. Amen. If it's the word of God received, if that woman coming with a word, you know, there's so many stubborn, amen, spirits, amen, around now. When you know some people, well, if it ain't coming from a man, I won't receive it. Well, glory to God. I don't care, hallelujah. It can come, amen, from Ajax. I'm going to receive the word. If it's the word of God, you take it. Amen. And ask the Lord about it. Pray about it and ask God. You know, he'll show it to you either in his scriptures or if you aren't sure, you can ask your leaders. Amen. Or ask someone who's in the word of God. Amen. Now, this person told me this. Now, help me with this because I'm not getting the understanding. That's what you do. I don't care who it's coming from. You see right here, the women went over there, amen, glory to God. What do you mean? You see them go over there. So, well, you know what? We're going to go on over here with them, amen, because, you know, it may be something over here waiting them, you know, whatever. They may need our help. Did you see any of them 12 go over there? No, they didn't. Okay, let's move on there, glory to God. And but the more to the story is, I'm waiting on them to come in, amen, and kill it, and they're standing way back there at the door hollering, where is it? I said, my Lord, help me, Jesus. So finally, we did have one strong one, amen, that wasn't scared. He came on in, amen, and I contained it in the office. I didn't let it go out, and he came on in, and he killed it and put it on out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we thank God for that one strong man, amen, and you're going to see, amen, right here in just a minute. Hallelujah. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. See, they were telling them, amen, what had happened. They told them, and they didn't believe it. Just because it was coming from a woman. They didn't believe it, glory to God. They didn't believe it. And if they had thought about what he told them and all that was going on and when the prophet spoke it, that all this had to happen, you know, if they had thought back, hallelujah, and whenever the word comes so fresh and so new, think about it, what is being released, hallelujah. Meditate on that word when it's coming to you, glory to God. Meditate on that word when you read it. He said if you put it in there, he's going to bring it out of the belly. So what? Living water, amen. Rivers of living water, glory to God. I got it. Hallelujah. Out of the belly flows rivers of living water. So, you know, whenever it comes to you, then, amen, glory to God, you'll be able to know, amen, okay, I understood it now. I understand it better by and by. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, here we go right here, okay, when they told them and they didn't believe it. Then arose, we're on 12, then arose Peter and ran into the sculpture, and stooping down, he held the linen clothes laid by themselves and departed wondering himself at that which was come to pass. He wondered, yes, he did, but at least, you know, when he was talking about Peter, amen, when Jesus bid him to come, amen, on the water, yeah, oh, ear cutting off Peter, glory to God. But you see him right here, look what he did, hallelujah. At least he went to look when the women told him, hallelujah, and he went to check it out, hallelujah. But what about the other? They didn't go, amen. He wondered, so he went to check it out, glory to God. At least he did. He got out of the boat, too. And then he wandered on over to see what they were talking about. So they were talking about, you know, amen, our Savior lives. Right. Glory to God. So he went on over there. Let's move on down just a little bit. And behold, two of them went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 4 furlongs. And they talked together of all the things which had happened. Okay, this was two men, amen, that was out, amen, and they were walking, amen. They were going about their own business, going to this village called Emmaus, amen. They were talking about the things that had happened, amen, how, you know, they had been crucified Jesus and how, what all had happened to them. They had been handed over, amen, to some sinful people, amen. I'm going to stop right there for just a minute, amen, and think about it now. You know, I mean, so many times, we think about it, you know, okay, I'm seeing and they are short of his glory. You know how we crucify him, amen, here on the earth? We crucify him by the sin that we're committing. We crucify him, amen, by not believing, hallelujah. We're still hanging him on the cross by saying, you know, Jesus ain't rose, man, you don't know what you're missing over here on this side. Hallelujah. I hear you talking about I'm missing the party. Yeah, glory to God. Well, you ain't want to be partying when Jesus come back. Hey, hallelujah. You know what he's going to say? Go on over there and keep on partying. All those that have received me, loved me, and have been according to my word, come on up. Hallelujah. Climb the stairway to heaven. Good God Almighty. So that's where you are. Hallelujah. That's where we are. We're at that point. So many times, I just discussed that with someone, you know, earlier about how, you know, so many times people don't believe in the Lord our God. They don't believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. But this ain't no time, hallelujah, not to believe in Jesus. But you can see the times and the things that's going on and the different things that are happening in the United States and, you know, the different things that are happening in the foreign countries. And you can see. Let's move on. Glory to God. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. You know, Jesus was there, amen. He was walking with them, glory to God, hallelujah. He was saying, hold on, what y'all talking about? What's going on, you know? Hallelujah, what happened? He said, and I'm going to tell the story a little bit here. They were saying, well, you know what, you know, how they crucified Jesus. They sent him over to some sinful people. And, you know, they did this to him, and they pierced him in his side. They hung him on the cross. They pierced him in the side. They put thorns on his head. Oh, Lord God. They did all this. Oh, my God, my God. All this to him. Are you not the only one that don't know? Hallelujah. They were saying, hold up, wait a minute. But, you know, their eyes were blinded right then. They couldn't see. And they didn't realize, amen, the things that were told, amen, by Moses and the prophets saying that all this was going to take place. They didn't see that go again. Sometimes you don't realize it, amen, glory to God. But all these things have to happen. A lot of things that sometimes we go through, amen, the trials and the troubles and tribulation, they don't go to make you bitter. They don't come to make you bitter, but they come to make you better. So that's what he was saying. Are you the only one that don't know, you know, what happened? Amen. Glory to God. But their eyes were holding that they would not know him. You know, they didn't even know who he was. And let's move to 17. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another? You know, he was asking them, what you talking about? You're talking about that? He said, man, you know, they still didn't know who he was. Let's move on down. And the one of them whose name was Cleophas answering said unto him, art thou only the stranger? There he is. Are you the only one that don't know, amen, about what happened? He said, wait a minute. Art thou only a stranger? Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem and have not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? He said, what you talking about? This was Jesus talking. And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed, and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. Oh, my God. He said, are you the only one that don't know this? You know, just think about it. Are you the only one that don't know how they crucified him, how they did him on the cross, glory to God? It was just awful. He was talking about it, and you know what? He had Jesus right there with him and didn't even know it because he had his blinders was on. He wasn't thinking about the things that were foretold, like I said, of how he was going to have to go through all this. He didn't know. He did not know. He didn't. They didn't think about it. Glory to God. And so what they did, amen, you know, Jesus, amen, sat down, amen, with them, amen, she, hallelujah. He did. He sat down with them, glory to God, and he started to explain the scriptures to them, and he broke bread with them, glory to God. You know, you don't know a true anointing because that person won't be able to get a prayer through. See, Jesus, they had him with them, and they were going to look. They were listening, amen, and as Jesus sat with them, and he sat with them, and he talked to them, glory to God, and as he began to commune, and he broke the bread, ha, and he blessed it, hallelujah, the only then that they realized who he was. Now you're gonna know a true man and woman of God. Whenever your prayer needs to be met, you know sometimes people don't think that that's important. They don't even think that you know they did that. No, they didn't do it. God did it through them. Glory to God. Whenever that thing come around, you say, "Well, Lord, I ain't have no money to do this. I ain't have no money to do that." Well, when somebody prays, you know, and then all of a sudden it comes to pass. You don't even think nothing about it. You say, well, you know, oh, Lord, I thank you. But what about that person that stood in the gap for you, glory to God? That person that sent up the timber, hallelujah. Do you say, well, you know what, I thank God for using you the way he did, brother. I thank God for using you the way he did, sister. To pray for me, to help me to get out of this slum, to help to get the stones rolled out of my life, hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you go back and thank him? Do you go back and just say, thank you so much? Amen, glory to God. But as he sat with him and as he began, amen, to talk to him about the scriptures and different stuff, glory to God, then they recognized him. He said, well, like fire. Good God Almighty. He said it was like fire, my God, as he explained the scriptures to them and what was going to happen, and as he explained how they crucified him, you know, hallelujah, glory to God. When he was explaining all this, how they put the thorns on his head, when he was explaining this, glory to God, how they nailed him to the cross, oh, good God Almighty. As he was explaining to them, they said it was like fire, hallelujah, when he was explaining to them because that was their anointing. It was transferring, hallelujah, to them. It was waking them up out of a slum. He said, don't you know, hallelujah, that's what Jesus said, don't you know I had to go through all that, hallelujah, before I can go to glory, hallelujah. In other words, he had to go through all that so we can live and have life more abundantly, so we could be able to be saved, hallelujah. Don't you know I had to go through all that, hallelujah. He could have said no, but he went through all that, glory to God, so we could have life and have it more abundantly, so we could we could be saved through his amazing grace. Oh, good God Almighty, hallelujah. Oh, I feel that, my God. So we could be saved through his amazing grace, hallelujah. He had to go through all that, glory to God. Yeah, he could have said no, but he loved us so much. Okay, let your will be done, my God, my God. He said, don't you know I had to do all that had to happen? It was already spoken. So I had to go through all that, hallelujah, just for you, just for me. I had to live all that. And then, you know, amen, glory to God. Can you imagine how they were saying it was like fire when he was talking to them? It was just like fire whenever he was explaining the scripture to them. It was just like fire when he was telling the story of all the, when the prophets had said this, and the prophets were saying that all these things must happen. He said it was like fire when he was explaining it to him. Glory to God. Don't you know, amen, you should have been loving to sit around that round table when Jesus was explaining all that. Glory to God. Let it be fire in your bones, and that way you'll know, amen, we'll know that you know that you know. You'll know true anointed. You know, I hear so many times they are talking about false prophets, but don't forget, hallelujah. And when he said prophets, yes, but he means, amen, you can have false teachers. You can have preachers, amen, and false. You can have ministers and false. Glory to God. You can have tipping and dipping and slipping, glory to God, amen. It ain't just prophets now. You know, it comes in many shapes, forms, and colors, glory to God. So it ain't just prophets, hallelujah, glory to God. So you see, he was rolling some stones, amen. He rolled that stone away, he'll roll it out your life too. and he was talking to him, and he said, well, here's the thing, you know, glory to God. When he got ready to go up, amen, to be, amen. And when he got ready to go up and be at the right side, amen, of God, he told him, he said, amen, y'all go. And he gave them some specific instructions. You know, he'll give you some specific instructions if you listen. Hallelujah. God ain't going to come, amen, in no camouflage in himself and get you confused. Hallelujah. You know, when you say, well, I think, no, you think you heard from God. No, he ain't going to come like that. He going to open the scripture up to you so you can understand, amen, the word. And, you know, you're going to say, well, I saw green over here. Well, what did that green mean? Glory to God. So, you know, something, the devil will bring you stuff too and make you think you're a prophet, make you think you're a pastor, make you think you're, amen, glory to God. So that's what you got to understand. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, he told him, gave him some specific instructions. He said, hallelujah, go over there and stay over there in Jerusalem, amen, till you get this power. But when he went up, amen, the power of the Holy Ghost was going to come up on him, glory to God. And everybody fell in place, hallelujah. That's when they went and they told, you know, all the other apostles about Jesus, you know, glory to God. They told him how he had rose from the dead and everything, glory to God. And that's what it was, hallelujah. You know, he told them, go over there and stay over there till it come on you. And they were just talking and talking and amen and talking, amen, that power, amen. Can you imagine the power coming up on them? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That dunamis power, the power to heal, deliver, and set free. Good God Almighty. My God, what a wonderful God we serve that can roll the stones out your life. If you got any stones in your life, amen, Jesus can roll them away. All you got to do is ask, hallelujah. But sometimes you don't know the stones, hallelujah. The stones can be, amen, you ain't getting no sleep at night, hallelujah. Well, what you're worrying about, that's a stone. Your stone could be, well, you know what, I just can't seem to get ahead, hallelujah. Well, is you tipping, dipping, and slipping, or is you stealing? God, hallelujah. Is you stealing God's part? Hallelujah. You know, are you robbing Peter to pay Paul? Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the thing. Hallelujah. What are you doing? That's why them stones won't get out your life. That's why them stones will produce you nothing. Hallelujah. As you can see, whenever God rolled that stone away, look, I mean, you know, Jesus was who he was. Hallelujah. And then when it came and they noticed, amen, that he wasn't there, and then the angels told him, glory to God. Hallelujah. And things start to happen, you know, and then they remember what he was saying about all the stuff that was happening. So, see, that's the way it works. All them stones in your life, whenever God come along, amen. When Jesus come along, amen, glory to God, he can roll all that out your life, amen. If you got somebody acting up, Jesus can roll it away. If you feel like you're bound down with chains and situations and things going on in your life and you just can't get ahead, Jesus can roll them away, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he, amen, he is the one that's risen, hallelujah. And he's well alive, sitting at the right hand of the Father, good God Almighty. So what is your prayer request, hallelujah? If you got a prayer request, press the 1 while it's hot, hallelujah. And I have a amen, amen, glory to God. Mary, let me tell you, Mary. Mary, let me tell you. Jesus said he can roll them stones away from your life, glory to God. Mary, do you hear him? He said them stones can be rolled away out of your life, hallelujah. That depression you've been having, hallelujah. He said he can roll a stone away out of your life, hallelujah. This depression been on you some years. Well, you know what, amen, and Mary ain't on the line. I'm going to pray for Mary, hallelujah. Mary, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that depression, huh? Oh, my God, it rolled out of her life. It's been years, hallelujah, but I decree and I declare that she's free, huh? Break those chains, destroy them, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, good God Almighty. Mary, listen, I want you to hit me up on Facebook because I know you are on the way of listening, hallelujah. Because he just broke it because I felt his break, hallelujah. Oh, good God Almighty. Oh, my God, that depression spirit, hallelujah, won't bother you no more, hallelujah. You've been down with that thing for years, hallelujah. You've been going to and fro and asking people to help you. Oh, my God, but Jesus has broken on today. He's destroying yokes and he's breaking the chains off the people on today, hallelujah. What is the stone in your life that you need broken? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. We serve an awesome, awesome, awesome God. hallelujah, that can destroy anything, amen, that's not like him in your life, hallelujah. But you got to believe, hallelujah. You got to believe and not doubt, because belief, unbelief and doubt don't work together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to believe, hallelujah, that he can do it. Huh? Mary, I'm hearing this again, Mary. Glory to God. Mary, if you're on this line, amen, go ahead and go to my Facebook page. It's Martha Williams, a prophetess, Martha Williams. And just give me, amen, a testimony, amen, of how God broke that chain out of your life. Glory to God. That depression that you've been bound with and you've been going everywhere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I hear the Lord saying, Oswell, Oswell, if that's your name, hallelujah, Oswell, I'm calling you. He said, I'm calling you, hallelujah. He's calling you into the ministry. Oswell, hallelujah. He's calling you into the ministry. Hallelujah. He said, you were born and created. In his image, hallelujah. You were born and created, hallelujah, to get people free, hallelujah, to set people free through his hand. He said he's calling you, Oswell. You're to join the ministry, glory to God. Oswell, he is calling you. He said you are to join this ministry. Okay, Lord, this ministry, Oswell, glory to God. So I encourage you, Oswell, go and go ahead and hit pastor and apostle up on Facebook, or you can go to my Facebook page because I'm going to direct you, amen, over there to apostle and pastor. Glory to God. However, you can reach us, amen, on Facebook. Hit us up, and I'm going to direct you on where you need to go and what you need to do, because he's calling you as well. God is calling you, amen, to this ministry. No, I didn't say another one. I said this ministry as well. So I'm encouraging you to go ahead. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to be praying for you, and I'm going to believe God, amen, that you're going to come on in and do what you need to do. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody press the one. Do you have a prayer request? Glory to God. If you do, go ahead and press the one. Amen. And I will bring you in. We serve an awesome God. Amen. And what an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. The stone is rolled away. All the song that song. Amen. We're going to see if we, amen, we might be able to get us, amen, to come and sing it for us one day. Glory to God. It's just awesome, awesome how God will move, you know. Although, yes, I am a woman, yes, glory to God, and God can move through whomever he please. That's the thing about it, glory to God. You know, some say, I don't believe in women preachers, glory to God. Well, that's okay, hallelujah. Everybody have their, you know, their preference, amen. But if it was me, I don't care if it's coming from a woman, it's coming from a man, boy, or girl. I'm going to hear it, I'm going to pray about it, and I'm going to ask God to bring it to pass. Lord, if this is you, show me in your scripture where you said is what they released unto me, glory to God, because I keep hearing that, hallelujah. You know, we got to get outside of the tradition. There's so many times where a lot of people are not being set free because of this traditional thing. It's time to break that thing. It's time to break that chain, hallelujah, glory to God. It's time to break tradition, hallelujah, because I know we serve such a more better God than that, hallelujah. He ain't bound by tradition, glory to God. He ain't going to just heal you, amen, by tradition on Monday and just let you suffer for the rest of the week. Amen. Come on now. Glory to God. We serve a God that will heal every day, any day, 24 hours a day. Glory to God. It said he never sleeps. And he don't slumber. He ain't short concerning his promise. Every promise is yea and amen. That's the type of God I serve. What about the God that you serve on today? Do you serve that type of God? Do you serve an awesome God that can roll the stones away? Amen. Glory to God. Because we know, amen, Jesus sitting at the right side. He's the one that makes his intercession for us. We know not what to pray sometimes, glory to God. We know not what to pray. But when we pray it, amen, Jesus, get it. Oh, good God Almighty. He grabbed hold to it. And he rolled it away. You know what, Father? Do you hear your child down there praying? Amen. Glory to God. She sold, amen. She have given, hallelujah. She have laid hands on the sick and they have recovered, hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the type of God that I serve. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you have a prayer request? This is the last call. Amen. Glory to God. If there is no prayer request, amen. Just know that it is resurrection. Amen. Sunday, hallelujah, glory to God. He is risen. He rolled the stones away. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Who would want to serve? Amen. Someone like that. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead and encourage you. Amen. Like I said, amen. It was our show, yes. Amen. But when Jesus has left the building, then, you know, we're going to leave the building. Amen. With the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I want you to go over and show Ministry Lane some love. Amen. You got plenty of time here. Amen. To take a break. Go get you some water. Amen. You're thirsty. Get you some water. Amen. Glory to God. Some Sprite. Hallelujah. And get ready for the next word being taught. Amen. The next word. Amen. Being prayed through. The next word. Amen. Coming to you on another live show. My God. My God. None other than Minister Elaine Jackson of Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Go over and show us some love. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I'm sure you can see it on Facebook. Amen. She shared it over there, the link over there where you can click on it and hear the word of the Lord and get some awesome testimonies how God has moved in her life. Amen. I don't like to leave the show without giving you the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and that as your Savior, amen, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Father God, forgive me for all my sins, Lord, and I have come short of your glory. Father God, I repent right now. In Jesus' name. And if you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. Go ahead and hit me up on Facebook and let me know, amen, that you made Jesus Lord in your life. Amen. And I want you to continue in his word, amen, and get out of Bible, believe in church, amen, where the word of God is believed, the word of God is being taught, and the true word of God is being lived. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead on and get a benediction so you can go ahead and get a little break before Minister Lane comes on. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Amen. Glory to God and happy, amen, resurrection. Amen.